Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education Officer at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.gott. Okay. My tongue.
Sorry, get it.
Nonstop.
Just do this.
Okay, we're starting over again. So sorry. But I do need to check is the exact date of the fourth Sundays because my brain is not working.
I'll check for you. It's going to be 1 second. Sunday the 24th.
Okay, can I take a look at all the calendar? Do you have all the dates in here?
Should be.
Or better, can I use your timer?
Because I just want to make sure that's fine.
Have all my stuff.
You want 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Okay. I shouldn't have drunk so much tea.
You know, I need you and me both. I need that's
I gotta pee.
Don't go on a record.
I know, right?
Don't go on a record.
The world will know that Natalie needed to pee that day.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all. This is the giggliest blank canvas I ever been on.
Okay. That's okay. We can giggle. We can giggle.
I think that's important. We're humans.
Okay. So we are beginning. Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education Officer at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. I have to say that slow. That's a lot of stores to say.
I know.
Tonight in the studio with me are Ricardo Barrett and Natalie Willis,
our
assistant curators at the NAGB, and we've been having a wonderful conversation about the role of a curator at a museum, but also about this lovely relationship that education and curatorial have so that we can make the work at the NAGB accessible to everyone. And just keeping in mind that accessible does not mean you have a lot of open hours. It does not mean that you have stuff up all the time. We do have a lot of open hours, and we do have stuff up all the time. But that's not what access is about. Mm-hmm. It's also about finding ways to get people to engage with your institution in ways that they feel feel comfortable with, right?
To reach
because
people.
Some people, I mean, I feel, and I mean, I can say this, I think we've all had that moment where we felt like something was not for us, even though we were invited. We didn't feel as if it was the place where we're supposed to be, or something that we could possibly relate to in any way. So, you know, we do what everybody else does. We choose not to participate. So what we try to do at the NAGB is we try to find ways to get people to want to come, want to participate and access their museum, their National Art Museum, in ways that will be fulfilling for them. So also, while you're here, just remember to check out our calendar. We have lots of great things happening at the NAGB. We have Artist Talk and Catalog Launch on the 16th with LeVar Monroe. That starts at 5 o'clock.
The catalog is gorgeous.
Yep.
Just saying.
We have a workshop with LeVar Monroe on the 17th. That's $25 for adults and $10 for kids. And we have our fourth Sunday, so you get a free tour at the NAGB on our free resident Sundays of our exhibitions on the fourth Sunday of every month, and the next one is on the 25th. You should come because that's also the last day that LeVar Monroe's show is going to be up, and it is an amazing show.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely make an effort to come out and get a free tour. Remember that. You get a free tour. That's not something you hear all the time. So Natalie and Ricardo and I we're just talking about the traveling exhibition, which went to Andrus in October. And Ricardo was telling us about how what his views are and his experiences, not just in the Andrus exhibition, but also the Eleuthera one, which happened earlier this year. And Richard is also one of the is one of the people who helped to formulate, conceive this current exhibition, which is called Trans: A Migration of Identity, with our education, our outreach officer, Abby Smith.
But curating, I dare say.
Curating. Mm-hmm. And Natalie also participated this time around. This is not the first time she did, but this is the first time I think you went to Andrus.
Yeah. I mean, this is my first time being to Andrus with people at a point when I can remember in my life.
Yes.
Because I went when I was like one, and then I went for GGY and I was in the bush. And this time I was like, okay, good. I get to be around like actual people and converse.
Yes.
Not just a writhing little blob of human.
So so Natalie and Ricardo kind of switched out a bit. So Ricardo went over at the beginning and and installed the exhibition at Brigadier's. So if you are in Andrus, you should definitely go to Brigadier's and check it out.
They also have good food, FYI.
And they also have good food. So there you go. You have, because it is a long drive. So you get there, you eat, and then you go see good art. Good art, good food, they always go together.
Completely.
So Natalie, so like you're saying, you got the chance to go in the bush, but also interact with the community in Andrus in a way you haven't been able to before. So how was your experience over there?
So I think the thing that's magical about being able to have these inter-island traveling exhibitions is the fact that you get to engage with the wider community, because I don't think people understand that, like, you know, the family islands are part of our wider community.
Yeah.
And it's been a pretty big initiative, not just for our museum, but a lot of museums are recognizing that we need to decentralize the conversation. So what that means is, like, don't have everything, you know, completely focused on the capital or on one area of a country. You need to spread, because, I mean, people live everywhere. People need that kind of access. So that's the access that Katrina's talking about. So for me, it's like, you know, being able to go and have these conversations, particularly with students, because we hit every single school in North and Central Andrus. That entire blob at the top.
That's a big emphasis. Listen, on every
That is quite a feat. If you have ever been in Andrus, you would understand.
From Red Bays to Bering Point Primary, all the way up and down.
Pull out your maps.
Man, and let me just say, I think the other really kind of amazing thing about being able to do this work is you see how much infrastructure is also still needed. Like, however many years after independence in, like, a lot of these islands. Because, like, Andrus, there's this one beautiful strip of road, God bless it, that is actually, like, oh, my God, it's paved, it's new, it's shiny, and it's delightful. And then the rest of it is just, like, this is purgatory. Like, this is sent to test me. And I completely understand why it's hard sometimes for people to travel, like, even within the same island from, like, one end to another end, because you don't want to risk your car, you know? So, but we don't have that luxury. We have to, like, make sure that we hit everybody. So what we've been doing is making sure that we can go around, and what's something very close to my heart is being able to deliver all of the art books that we produce, which aren't just art books. It's not like a how to paint kind of thing. It's like a this is your Bahamian art and culture kind of books. So we've been able to give donations of books to every single school in North and Central Andrus. It's something that we do for every inter-island exhibition, is for every traveling exhibition. We make sure that we deliver this literature because it's a great resource for teachers, not just for art teachers. It's a great resource for history teachers, primary school teachers, social studies teachers, English teachers. Everybody, basically, you can find a way to use it. And if you don't know how, come to one of our teacher workshops, because Katrina has shown math teachers how to use art, right? So, you know, it's a pretty special thing. But I think, just what we produce in terms of literature, and basically the reason that we make these shows is, like, we're trying to help Bahamians write their own story and trying to help people understand, like, our narrative isn't just tourism, and it isn't just having a beautiful landscape. We're people who have, you know, sort of had uprisings. We're people who have decided not to take no whatever from nobody at certain points in history.
Yes.
Right?
Very defiant.
Yes. And we've also done some absolutely brilliant things in terms of, like, you know, us as a people. And we don't get to learn that in school most of the time, which is sad because, I mean, you know, the history is kind of been shaped in such a way. It's a hard history to deal with, but I think these books kind of help us to deal with difficult history in a way that's a little bit easier to take, but, you know, it gives just as much of an impact.
No, definitely. And I think, and this goes back to thinking about how we formulate programming, right? So the mm-hmm. traveling exhibition is one of many things mm-hmm. that we do at the NAGB. Small team, big dreams.
Yep, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, we recently had the Creative Time Conference.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
And that was a collaboration between the Education Department and the Curatorial mm-hmm. Department. And the Creative Time Conference is a Creative Time Summit. Mm-hmm. It's actually put on by Creative Time, which is an international organization that puts together this international conference every year. They travel, they have it around the world. They invite artists, they invite creatives mm-hmm. who are working in social activism, arts activism, any kind of activism you could think about.
The content is mind-blowing.
Yes. And, you know, yeah. just looking at things from a different perspective, and the NAGB was invited to be a satellite space. And we just had that, was it last week? It feels like ages ago.
Oh my God, was it? What is a day? What is a Tuesday? What is a Wednesday?
Yeah, we just had it last week on Friday. We did not scream.
Woo!
Sometimes we feel like screaming, but we didn't scream. We screamed. So we screened the portions of the conference from Miami, where it was held this year. Mm-hmm. And we had three local presenters do presentations on topics that actually connected to the main theme, which mm-hmm. was archipelagos and other imaginaries. It's a long
yeah.
theme.
But basically sustainability, you know, sort of the end is nigh, guys.
Yes. But we had that. We had a really, really great turnout. Natalie sat in on most of it. Mm-hmm. And then we had the following day, we had a photo walk and talk with tour guide and historian Christopher Davis from the Pompey Museum of the Over the Hill community. And we really focused on the history. So going mm-hmm. back to when that area was first established as the first African village mm-hmm. in the country. And then moving our way up to all of our notable Bahamians who came out of those areas and shaped the history that we are now a part of. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. And this was just one of the collaborations that have come out of Curatorial. I mean, we have much smaller ones too. Like mm-hmm. I said, I work pretty closely yeah. with Curatorial mm-hmm. to come up with ways to bring more people into the museum. And both Ricardo and Natalie have been a part of that. So I guess we'll go back to you, Ricardo. You know, you've spoken about the school tours. And definitely the traveling exhibition as well. But when you look at the other programming that we're doing at the museum, first of all, I guess thinking about impact, but also the process mm-hmm. of coming up with it to begin with. You know, how's that? Have you seen that kind of grow? I would say in the time you've been at the NAGB.
Well, a lot of, especially as it relates to workshops and just tours in general and everything that's been happening, I could really say that one of the things that you know things is happening, especially as it relates to the gallery, is the amount of return visitors. And oftentimes, a lot of persons who come to the workshops, even like people mm-hmm. who I randomly, like if I see them, they're just like, mm-hmm. when's the next workshop? And it's just like, I don't know.
I want to get you more.
You know, or like when there's a tour, usually a lot of the students are third mm-hmm. time visitors, mm-hmm. which is a big deal.
Right.
Third and fourth time visitors. So when you see people continuing to come and not just because they have to come like with a school.
My mommy made me.
Yeah. It's awesome. And even UB students, because I keep saying COB, mm-hmm. UB students coming, not mm-hmm. just for their classes, or even yeah. if they come for their classes, like, a lot more interest there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So a lot
and
of it is...
I'll also insert that during the summit, at least half of the people who came mm-hmm. were UB students.
Amen, hallelujah.
Yes.
So even, like, and it's, again, it's like these little initiatives mm-hmm. help... created and it helped develop NAGB as an environment where people actually come to not just look at art, mm-hmm. but to learn mm-hmm. and take something away. Mm-hmm. And I think recently with everything that's been happening with education, working with curatorial and everybody just becoming like this symbiotic like mm-hmm.
organism.
We have our kumbaya moment.
Yeah, everything is like just taking off. Even with when I say I call this like a little thing, but it's a big thing. What's it called? Where you find like you see the square, like it's a section of the painting.
Oh, the permanent exhibition, low text. Yes. So we have a game in the permanent exhibition where we have these little lovely little graphics on the wall that gives you a clue. So there's two clues. So the first clue is the first thing is on this kind of like a portion of this graphic, and that's clue one, and mm-hmm. you lift it up, and then clue two is an image. Mm-hmm. And the idea is for you to use that to help you find a particular piece in the permanent exhibition. The permanent exhibition is the exhibition that we have that showcases mm-hmm. the National Collection. Mm-hmm. It's up for 12 months out of the year, and the theme tends to be more historical. Mm-hmm. That's the exhibition that most of our school kids see when they come on school tours.
So it makes sense that the game is basically like I Spy. And yeah. you would think it's just kids playing it, but you see plenty of adults like, ooh, you know, like lifting it up and checking everything out, which is pretty cool.
Yes. So mm-hmm. we're nearing the end of the show. But Natalie, I want you to talk about your experiences. Like, what have you seen in terms of how this programming is changing the way people interact mm-hmm. with the gallery, but also thinking about kind of like the process, what went into it, like how did we come up with it, you know? Even if it's, I know a lot of time we sit down and we just talk.
Yeah. I mean, talking's important. And I think actually that's kind of what's at the heart of it, right? It's like we want people to be able to chat and engage and stuff. So we've had a lot more people coming out for like artist talks and things, which is amazing. And a lot of it, generally, it takes, like, a really targeted approach, trying to, like, push everything on, like, social media to, like, you know, friends of friends of friends. Because, I mean, you know, a lot of stuff here we know generally works by, like, word of mouth. People need to feel like somebody said this space is legit, so mm-hmm. I'm going to come. Mm-hmm. And what I've been also noticing is, like, it feels like the atmosphere at the NAGB, and it's, like, something you can't really quantify, but, like, the atmosphere at the NAGB generally now has been much more sort of casual and welcoming to people, and you see people walking around the garden when we have, like, movie screenings and stuff. Like, people just, they come and chill with, like, boyfriend, girlfriend, family. It's kind of, and that's what we want. We want it to feel like the National Living Room, you know?
Yeah.
Where you could, like, hear Grammy talk to you about something and teach you something, but then you could also watch something, like, cool, you know, have a good conversation with your cousin. That's kind of what it's supposed to feel like, I think.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. this is what we've been thinking about, is how to provide access to people. So, you know, mm-hmm. through our films, right? Through our film series, which is now being facilitated by Travolta Cooper. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have been to the first two, Rosemary's Baby and
Get Out.
So, you know, we did two horror films for Halloween. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big horror film person, but, you know, Get Out seems pretty phenomenal. I have to say it. Mm-hmm. And we have another one coming up soon.
Yes.
So stay tuned. Mm-hmm. The next one will be a little different, mm-hmm. but just as interesting and powerful, mm-hmm. I am sure. And then, of course, we have our teachers' workshops. Mm-hmm. We have our portfolio workshops. And, you know, Natalie, you've also presented at our portfolio workshops
as well.
Oh, God,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I did, on curating, funnily enough.
Natalie, mm-hmm. how have you seen programs like that change the way, kind of like, not just change the audience, but mm-hmm. how do you see that impacting a young person's life?
Well, I think the really, really important thing is we have so many creative people here generally. It's important for people to know what kinds of art jobs you can have.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, curating is, like, quite a creative job, but it's not necessarily that you're, like, physically making something. You're mm-hmm. sort of orchestrating something, I guess, mm-hmm. is kind of the thing. And I think it's important for kids to be like, oh, you can have a job making exhibitions and, like, reading about stuff and writing stuff. It's like, really, that's a job. That's a real job. And it's like, yes, that is a real job. And it's a great job. You know, like, I think it's just kind of mind blowing for kids sometimes that, like, the only job you have in art isn't being an artist. That there's
being a teacher.
Or being a teacher. Very true. Yes. Very true. I think it's kind of, if you just open, you know, people's minds up just that little bit more, it's like, oh, there's more viability here, which I think is important for people. And for people's parents too, because we know it's hard for kids to feel like they can tell their parents they want to do something related to art.
Mm-hmm. you know, and I understand where parents are coming from. You know, in this culture, in this environment, I mean, for the most part, you either see the struggling artist or somebody who's teaching. You don't see a whole lot of in-betweens, which is why it's so important to have a national institution like the NAGB, because now you're beginning to see other other careers come into play in the arts in a way that we haven't seen before. And this is also why we try so hard to bring adults in, also teachers, because there are also teachers working here who don't know what other options are out there for students, right? Which is why we have the teachers' workshops.
Misconceptions.
Yeah.
A lot of misconceptions. And this goes back again to, we have, we put up these fantastic exhibitions, but then we also try to, we work really hard to engage dialogues around those exhibitions. And some of those dialogues aren't necessarily directly connected to the exhibitions themselves, but more to the idea of what those exhibitions represent, which is that there are choices that we want to have, that we can have critical conversations, and that even if we feel uncomfortable talking, we can express ourselves visually. Or you could just be in a space and just soak up the atmosphere and just look around and just enjoy what you see without even getting that critical. You know, it's okay to just enjoy something for what it is, right? So, and all of that is what we think about and what we do at the NAGB. So I'm going to thank both Ricardo and Natalie for being on the show with me today. Thank you for a wonderful, wonderful conversation. We're always happy to have you.
Hey.
And thank you to all of you who have listened in for the entire show or just a portion of the show. Remember that we air every Wednesday night at 6:30. And thank you so much for listening, and good night.